Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is a magnanimous, stupendous day. Today we get to break down magic, real magic. And today is December the 29th, 2021, Wednesday, Wealthy Wednesday, according to Sister Cheryl of the West. Wealthy Wednesday, December 29th, 2021, and the time is 1 p.m. Central. As always, brothers and sisters, it's time to curl some toes. Y'all got to have your big boy drawers on today. Woo-wee! It's about to go down. Magic. Real magic. No more play-play. Flow state. Flow state. That's when everything just flows automatically. That's magic. So we get to break down the seven keys. I said five, but I'm going to throw in all of them. This is not a new believer show. Like all my shows, not really for, you know, just your first rodeo. You don't want to, you know, jump into the esoteric knowledge tank on a show like this show. Because today, brothers and sisters, I get the privilege of talking to you about, you know, the main topic I like talking about. Because at the end of the day, everything comes down to connection versus compatibility, chemistry or comfort. And, you know, connection can't be created or destroyed. It's there, or it isn't. That's magic. Magic is a higher level of music. Magic and music are same. Magic is like cellular memories. Cellular memories are really cellular momentum. Your memory gives you momentum. I posted a picture of this book. I haven't read that book, entitled Real Magic by Dr. Dean Radin, R-A-D-I-N. But in that book, he basically says that the essence of magic boils down to two ordinary mental applications. And in this book, you know, I read the preview, and I think that there's a PDF copy floating around online out there. Just from the little information that I read on the book, Real Magic, which has kind of led to the reason for, you know, doing the show today, it falls in line with all of the ancient wisdom and modern science when you combine it all together. This is really the secret, you know, power, or the things that really power the universe. And we talk about, you know, words of power. But the two things inside of the book, Real Magic, by Dean, you know, Radin, that he talks about, those two things are attention and intention. Now, I've done many shows on those two things already, so that should not be news, or that should not be new to you. Real magic, again, when you understand it, the things that actually causes subatomic, invisible particles to manifest in this dimension, those two things that are required, according to the book, is attention and intention. Now, today we're going to go further down the rabbit trail, you know, and I have not read that specific book. I just read the intro, and I like the cover. Excuse me, which is why I shared that information with you today. But I'm going to go through down what I've personally done and what personally works for me. So I can't really speak on Dr. Dean's book, Real Magic, other than what he mentioned. And he goes on and he says, and he talks about the strength of magic, the ability for you to modulate, to manage or control depends upon certain factors. Now, his book talks about, you know, a couple of those factors. He talks about beliefs, imagination, and emotion. Again, I have those inside of my seven factors as well, but I go a little deeper. Again, I didn't read all of the book, so the book may go deeper as well. But I want to give you the information again, and we've talked about this before, but I want to go really into the meat of the message. Because we're really, it does require you now to become a magi. Magic is entering higher consciousness to set attention and intention. So the essence of magic boils down to two applications according to the book, Two Ordinary Mental Skills. That is the mental skill of intent and attent. Those are the two things that's required according to the book. And according to most gurus out there, now I go a little bit deeper, so I got seven frequencies, waves of vibrations. But, you know, I want to talk about these two really quickly before, because they are part of what I'm going to be discussing today as well. And now we're all magicians. We're all magi. We're all spirit beings that sign a contract to come down into this dimension and experience life in the sensory realm, because we're spirit. In the spirit, there is no senses from the perspective of our five senses. We have other senses, spiritual senses, and I've talked about the 12 spiritual senses, done shows on that already as well. So today, we're not going to go over that. We want to jump right in and start talking about the what I call the flow state. So the flow state is what I call the know state. So flowing is knowing. That is the key to all magic. So all magicians, they are very good flow state maintainers or flow state manifestors. Now, that's not one of the seven. My seven are number one, knowing. That comes from flowing. Two is intention. Three is attention. Four is imagination. Five is feelings, what we call emotion. Six is clarity. Seven is identifying. And I'm going to use the word removing the limited beliefs that pop up when you do the first six. So magic is this ability. That's why it is. It's very easy from the perspective of when you look at magic, prayer, meditation, which I should have said earlier. Let me go back. Prayer, meditation. Those are other words. Those are biblical words. Those are dumbed down words. Those are words that are easily able to be assimilated by the initiates. Once you get out of the initiation stage and you're no longer an initiate, then you're ready for the complete manifestation, which requires full alignment, because energy flows through the path of easiest or the least resistant, just like water, except it flows through the path of thinking, imagining, or visualizing the end result fulfilled. So manifestation, magic, because manifestation and magic are the same thing. It's a flow state. It's an alignment with your assignment. That's magic. Now, the key is self-limiting beliefs, because the moment that you establish the flow state, it automatically brings up anything in your past, in your childhood that you haven't dealt with. The moment that you establish the flow state, magic, where you are in alignment with your assignment, any self-limiting belief that you have not dealt with is going to pop up. That happens when I tell you to do a YouTube video. Because the moment I tell you to do a YouTube video, bam, immediately you get into the flow state. The flow state is, I am going to do that YouTube video. Immediately, cellular memory, which is cellular momentum, there's going to be a feeling that pops up. That's the feeling that you've buried inside of the your cells that creates a stronger magnetic field that pulls you away from your desire faster than you can manifest your desire. So magic is the ability to override that feeling by offering mental and verbal data that moves you towards your design, your desire, or your goal, instead of away from it. It allows you to close the gap. So cellular memories is cellular momentum. Memories are momentum. The way that you establish your momentum, move forward, is through your memories. So if you go back, that's why traditional the repo, the rapist, is so bad, because you think about the past and you move towards, you move in the direction where your attention. And it's like driving. If you're driving and you look to the left, you will automatically steer to the left. You go in the direction that you look. And you grow, which is the first, number one, to perform real magic is knowing, not believing. Just to establish the flow state. And it's extremely important because all, you know, floating anxiety, all fear-based trauma-induced mind control doesn't allow you to do those three things. Face your fears, let go of your fears, move in the direction of your faith. Fear-based programming doesn't allow you to optimize your life. You optimize the things that do not exist. You optimize your fear instead of optimizing your faith. That's why I have the life optimizing circle, so you can optimize your faith instead of maximizing and optimizing your fear. And so the problem is that magic, the essence of magic, boils down to the application of these seven mental states. That's magic. And the strength of the magical outcome is modulated or controlled by these seven factors. So to the degree that you can align your mind with these seven factors or designs, bam, that's how you shine. That's magic. That's prayer. That's meditation. That's the ability for you to bring about a desired result. That's magic. Magic is the ability for you to bring about the desired result, whatever it is. That's magic. The flow state means that you get out of the ego mind. Flow state means that you're in a state of non-resistance. So right now, if I say do a YouTube video, that's some resistance. If I say write a book, resistance. If I say set up a website, resistance. Now, some of the resistance is good, meaning you don't know how to set up a website or you don't know how to do something. So that means you got to do what? If I say set up a NFT, you know, post your first NFT, that's resistance. The resistance is, shit, I don't know about no NFTs. So that means you got to do what? You got to do what? You got to research. If I say, you know, find your, you know, cusp, which we're going to be talking about doing the, you know, now that we get into the rules. See, this is real magic. Real magic is simply overcoming obstacles, whatever is between you and your design. Real magic is a stick that on one end of the stick is wealth. On the other end of the stick is poverty. Real magic is duality. Real magic, this is the only time you use magic is in when you're in duality. Singularity, you don't need magic. You don't need to be magnetic because you're one with all. But in the land of duality, magic is a stick that you have, and you can point either end of that stick based upon your thoughts. Your thoughts move you either to the left on that stick or the right on that stick. Magic, it's like if you draw a line in the sand, and on you standing in the middle of that line, you on your left is poverty, on the right is riches. On the left, sickness, on the right, health. On the left, ignorance, on the right, wisdom. On the left, bad relationship, on the right, good relationships. Every thought moves you to the left or to the right. Every day, you're moving based upon the data. You move matter. That's magic. That's it. Meditation, magic. Prayer, magic. It's all the same. I like the word magic because Christians don't like that word. And I know that they're going to disconnect. So I can't really help Christians there because, remember, if you're a Christian, you got two opposing belief systems in the brain. So you're already shot. Nothing you do will manifest. That's why most Christians are poor. The only Christians that are not poor are the ones that feed off the ones that are poor. That's what I did. That's why you got a hierarchy, just like in the military, just like in law enforcement. Just like in if you go and type in satanic, demonic hierarchy, you're going to see the same titles, private, you know, PFC, Lance Corporal, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant, you know, Master Sergeant. Then you go up, you know, Second Lieutenant, First Lieutenant, Captain, Major, Colonel. Those are all demonic ranks. The whole military is a band of demons. All law enforcement, demons. Government, demons. Those are all dispositions. Demonic. Everybody is church too. What is the church? You got leadership. You got to come in as what? You the usher. After that, you become, stick around, we make you the head deacon or deacon. And after that, you become an elder. After that, you become a minister, mini-star, minister. After that, you become the assistant pastor, associate pastor. After that, maybe we put you over the choir. You're the choir director. So all those levels, demons, dispositions, Lucifer. That's not Lucifer shit. He designed this world. He's the god of this world. He's a little g of this world. I ain't mad at him. Shit, you're the god of your little house. You go to your house, you got rules in your house. Some of you guys, I go to your house. Hey, Doc, hey, bro, can you take your shoes off at the door, my brother? You got to take your shoes off. Why? That's your house. I go into your house, I abide by your rules. It's the devil's house, it's his rules. I mean, shit, I mean, I ain't mad at him. You can't go, like, you can't come into my house, just go into my refrigerator, take shit out, and just go to, you know, go into my pantry and start frying, making you bacon and eggs. Unless you ask. So this is the devil's house, man. Yo, this is his rules. So I'm just explaining his rules to you. So once you know the rules of the game, then you get out the game. You have to stay in the game until you understand the rules of the game, master the rules of the game, then you can exit. You cannot leave this dimension until you master the rules of the game. Why? You can't get punked no more. Because then that means once you go back up, you won't fall back down. So source code is looking for high vibrational activilons and non-activilons to vibrate at a higher level. You must be the vibrational form. You must be able to move your vibrational form. If you cannot, this is the rules. Tonight we're gonna go further into this when we go into the private message, module 2, day 2. And we're going to go a little bit deeper down the rabbit trail so you can, I got to give you the rules. Because you got a birth certificate, social security number, you got the standard American diet, you got a driver's license number, you celebrate holidays, you got birthdays, you got a marriage license, you got a voting certificate, you got your little, you're a United States citizen, you pay your taxes, you go to court, you got your own corporation, what else you got, you got your own business, you got your LLC, you know that the LLC, when you go to court, the LLC must speak for itself. In other words, you got to have your minutes, you got to show if you go to court, the IRS audit you. They don't talk to you. They talk to your books. They talk to your corporate records. And if you don't got that resolutions with the corporate seal on your step, you can't answer the questions because the corporation is a separate entity. If it's not written down, the shit didn't happen. So if you got a business, what is that? These are all contracts. This is contract law. Money, that's currency, contract law. Internet, what is that? You got to enter the net. You got to go into the net. Everything requires you to agree. Your agreement is, that's how you sign a contract. Your silence is agreement. So those are the rules that Lucifer, this is his world, man. This is his game. This is magic. This is word magic. This is Ouroboros. This is abracadabra. I create what I speak. You do too. You just don't know what you're saying. Because you think speaking is with your mouth. Your mouth is not meant to talk. Your mouth is, you, source code gave you that shit to eat. Your mouth. We're not supposed to be doing this. We're supposed to be doing mano y mano. We're supposed to be doing these seven keys of magic. Number one, we're supposed to be knowing. Number two, we're supposed to set our intention. Number three, we're supposed to control our attention. Number four, we're supposed to use our imaging or our visualization. Number five, that's supposed to create emotions or feeling. Number six, that should bring about crystal clear clarity. Number seven, that should expose limiting beliefs so you can get rid of them. That's magic. That's the seven keys to magic. That's real magic. That's not of this make-believe, ha-ha-ha shit that you see on TV. That's none of this, you know, making signs with your hand and with all of the movies. And the movies are great, but they dumb it down. So that way, you really don't understand the affidavit of sovereignty that you need to establish. So that way, hey, maybe one day you want to go out and you want to, you know, actually find your cusp. And it's extremely important because these are the laws of the land. I didn't make them up. Now, if you don't understand these laws, then you're violating the laws. And what happens when you violate the law? Well, it's just like speeding. If you're speeding, what happens to you? They can get a ticket. They pull your driver's license and registration, please. You know you're going 45 and a 30. If you're 20 miles over, that's considered reckless driving. We can take you to jail right now, sir. Why are you driving so fast? So we got to understand that there's 12 steps to finding your own cusp. We're going to be breaking that down later on in the year. And it's extremely important because all of this is maritime law, man. This is like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. This is your all caps legal name mistake. This is the nature of trust. Really? The whole purpose of the trust is because you do not trust. That's why you need a trust. But are you trusting the Lucifer? The dude is not trustworthy. Lucifer has set up a system that disconnects you from universal law and connects you with treaty law, civil law, criminal law, domestic law, probate law. This is all a game of the, like, attorneys. This is what attorney is to attorn. So this is to turn you. You go to an attorney to turn your knee, to turn you, to control you. Everything is based upon maritime law. So my job and your job, now that we are in the law, the rules module, we've got to break down that the only way to get out of the system is to understand magic, because the devil is using word magic on you. And you can't beat him at that. You can't. I already tried, boo-boo. He good. The dude is, he's the Metatron, meaning that he's, meta means really beyond. Tron means really matrix. He's beyond the matrix. He, she, it understands the nature of the crystals that's hidden inside of the human DNA. Because that forms the foundation of physical matter. So magic is the ability to manipulate, the ability to assist, the ability to organize, the ability to align those crystals, not the carbon, that creates the platonic solids so that you can operate inside of what is called a timeless geometric codes. They are timeless. This shit is eternity. There's these timeless geometrical codes override all of these patterns of this world. And so Metatron is designed to keep you inside of the patterns of this world. This is called negative habit patterns. This is the cult of Saturnalia. This is designed to keep you trapped, to trap your soul in a box. And the soul trapper, the dudette, whatever you want to call it, he's on a level, a whole nother level than all of us. So how do we fight? Magic. But nobody taught us magic. Why did I get banned off of YouTube for talking like shit like this? So if you following or listening to anybody that's kind of on YouTube, you might want to check yourself, bruh. I mean, I'm just sharing. If the shit's on YouTube, I mean, if I got banned off YouTube and I watered all of my YouTube stuff down, like to the ground, it's like third grade level shitness on YouTube. And I still got banned? After carefully selecting and only posting certain videos that did not explain the true esoteric step-by-step process that leads to your incarceration on this dimension, I still got banned. Could you ask yourself, when the devil looks at you, what does he see? I mean, I'm asking for a friend. Let's just say for shizness and giggles, if the Lord of this world, the Cosmos Grator, if Samael, if Beelzebub, if Asmodeus, if Leviathan, if Belphegor, if he, she, it looks at you, what does he, she, it see? Now, ponder that question. Because you remember in the story in the Bible when it says he looked at sons of Sceva, and he said, Peter, we know. Paul, we know. Who are you? And then he said that the demons jumped on him. Because guess what? If the demons look at you. Now, let's go back to magic. Because I don't want you to get religious. This is not Ebenezer Baptist. I know we are programmed to think Ebenezer Baptistly. We're not programmed to think cosmogratically, if that's a word. We're not designed to think heavenly. We're designed to think 3D. It's hard for us to think 9 or 12D. It's hard for us to activate all 12 strands of our DNA. So when he, she, it looks at you, they should see God. You should be on the same vibrational frequency as source code. If not, they're going to jump on you and they're going to smoke you. Because the Bible says such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. That's the wisdom that we got today. The word demonic simply means demonstration. This means demonstrative. Look at the word demonstra. That means monster. Demonstrative. That's another word for the word genius. Look at the word genius. What are you going to see? Bam. So we got a conundrum. What's the conundrum? Well, James chapter 3, verse 15 tells us that there's a certain power. This power does not come from above. It is earthly, it is sensual, and it is demonic. Now, remember the word sensual means unspiritual. It has nothing to do with, you know, sensuality. This is how they con y'all women out of your sensuality. The enemy got to make you look butch. He got to make you look boy-ish. He got to blend the gender lines because your power is in your sensuality. Why? Because it's the opposite of masculinity. Remember, we got one stick, two poles. We got one bird, two wings. So the job is to marry the two wings. So that it does, if there's only masculine energy on the planet and there's no feminine energy on the planet, then damn, that's so Lucifer got to get rid of one of them. He don't care which one. Either it's either all vowels or it's either all consonants. You cannot have words with vowels and consonants. Because that creates harmony. So his job is to make sure that I'm going to make phallic females and feminine males. The dude is a genius. I got to give him props. If it wasn't for a source code, I'd still be working for him. I mean, he's the baddest dude on the planet. That's why he runs the planet. Now, for some of you guys, y'all think, oh, damn, man, Doc, you know, that sounds like you kind of infatuated with my boy. Absolutely. If it was that man, shit, he's the best thing going on the planet. If it wasn't for something off the planet that's a higher frequency, shit, I'd still be working for Lucifer. Let's not get it twisted. Everybody, y'all got Lucifer, you know, like I said, he comes with a pleasing raiment. All this stuff that y'all, you know, like ghosts and goblins and all the scary movie stuff, nah, bro. You better rewatch The Matrix. Watch the girl with the red dress. You know, he gonna come muscle, ladies, he gonna be a muscle bound. He gonna be the man of your dreams. Everything that you want, bam, that's what he got. That's how he's coming to you. Or she, or it's coming. So we got to understand the game. The game is a demonic person is someone who is accompanied by a genie or a jinn. This gives them their supernatural, superhuman ability to know the unknowable. That's how I was able to do all the shizzes that I did, especially when I was able to auto-write a lot of my books. That means that you are infused with a spirit that makes you a genius. That means that your IQ is 120 or higher. That's why people like on this planet, like your boy Billy Goat or Bill Gates, your boy, you can look at Bezos and the Tesla dude, Elon Musk. Y'all see, ever hear him talk? The dude, like, he can't articulate a damn sentence. He's like, I can barely understand him. My boy that just passed away from Apple Computer, same thing. Most intelligent people, they're kind of robotic. That's how you know that's the genie. That's the djinn. So a genius is someone who's accompanied by a djinn. So this is the opposite power of the Greek word phos, P-H-O-S. We'll get the English word photon, which means package of light. Because the Bible, remember the Bible says, but the wisdom that comes from above is first pure. That word pure, look it up, it means phos. It means photon. So there are certain people who are missing some photons. But you don't know because those people are geniuses. Most of them are very good at math, music, and language. Either all three or one of them. Now, as a retired gen-occupied individual, I can tell you those people have no clue, like I did. They have no clue until they experience source. Not the one, because remember, I received it in church, not out of church. If you want to use the word demonically possessed, I got demonically possessed while in the church. You guys know the devil goes to church too. And we already broke that down. That's in the Bible too. Devil, you know, he has transformed himself into an angel of light. He's transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. Yeah. That's in your Bible, right? Okay, no sleep for no time. Oh, my bad. I won't hurt nobody's feelings. So that's magic. So either you understand that the Father made his virtues of heaven. He made no virtues of clay. So that just simply means that the virtues, the attributes, the characteristics that we admire. How do you know? Well, let's read it. The book of John the Evangelist, chapter 4, reads. This is also found in my book, The Cosmos Grator. You can Google the book of John, not the one that's inside of the Helios Biblios, because obviously the powers that be don't want you to understand real magic. You know, whoever they are, we don't know who they are, but who knows whoever they are. Now, it also talks about this inside of John, that's inside of the Bible. I feel like John 12, now is the time for judgment upon the world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. That's in the Bible, John 12:31. And so I'm reading about the ruler of the sails. His name is the Cosmogratio, Strong Concourse, number 2888. So it's dividing the number 2. 888 is for Jesus. The number 2 represents the duality. So it's how I put duality into this world. What's the problem? I have a stick. And on that stick, this is magic. There is on the left end of the stick is everything that you don't want. On the right end of the stick is everything that you do want. You move up and down that stick based upon thoughts. Your thoughts control matter. Thoughts are called data. That's why they control your data. Everything on earth, they created a platform that controls your data. I don't know if you guys remember way back in the day in 2014, I interviewed Sophia Stewart. She's the writer of The Real Matrix. And Stephanie Stewart, The Matrix 4, The Current Matrix, has nothing to do with the book. In that interview, she told me that the Matrix is supposed to go with the Transformers, not the Transformers, the one with John Connor, that Arnold Schwarzenegger made. I forgot the name of it. What's the name of those movies? Transformers? Nope. The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was a kind of like a robot dude. And the whole movie's Terminator. Oh, thank you, Brother Travis. The Terminator series. So she says in an interview, when I personally interviewed her on my Blog Talk channel, I think it was August 2014, Blog Talk deleted that, by the way. I went back to try to pull it up, and it's gone, along with a lot of other my stuff. So, woo! Hopefully, I'm not going to fit it. Anyway, She said that the whole matrix end game. Neo is Jesus. This is about the future where the children of man, Lucifer, and the children of God are at war. The children of Lucifer, man, are machines. The children of God is me and you. 12-strand DNA. The whole purpose of COV-19, JAB, I can't say it so that way this won't be flagged, even though I'm not posted on YouTube, I do post this on my Spreaker channel. And I don't want it to get taken off there. So anybody who, once you get the whole purpose to get the COVID-19, it alters the DNA. So that way you are no longer, because remember, at the end game, according to Sophia Stewart, who wrote all of the Terminator movies, and she wrote all of the Matrix movies, the real Matrix, Matrix 4 went off the script. At the Matrix 4, they were supposed to bring in, because JC, John Connor, Jesus Christ, and John Connor's mom, if you remember the Terminator movie, Terminator is a prerequisite or the future of the Matrix. So the Terminator series is the future. The Matrix is, again, the past. But we are in the present. So it's telling us where we came from, the Matrix, and where we're going, Terminator. Where are we going? There is a war coming between machines and God's children. Hopefully you don't have the COV-19 jab and you still have pure DNA and you're not a machine. If you already got the jab and there is a movie, and it's floating around on TikTok, it has Hydra Vulgaris, that's why I got kicked off of YouTube. That is black goo. I remember I've done many shows on black goo. That is, again, hydrogel and graphite or graphene. It's a self-assembling nanobot to turn you into a self-assembling nanobot. That's what Sophia Stewart wrote 30 years ago. Now, she won in court. I still keep in contact with her. She still haven't received a dime. She won in court that the Terminator series, the Matrix series, was her stuff. But the dominant culture, they just appeal it. Because remember what we said. They say war between oneness and duality. Source code and luciferance. Duality, zeros and ones, machines. Source is not zeros or ones. Source is outside of zeros and ones. Source is called what they call nothingness, because they said to eat them because nobody can really describe it. So it's the medium of exchange. So magic is how you got to understand magic to get out of the medium of exchange. So that's why we're studying it. That's why I'm breaking it down for you. So that way you can master it, because that's the only way to get past your self-limiting belief systems. So you cannot stop being a Christian until you understand these seven attributes. That's called the flow state. So when the enemy looks at you, when I ask the question, what does the devil see when he or she looks at you? He should see God's creation instead of his creation. So COV-1D, ID-19, turns you into man's creation, man's manipulation. Why? It manipulates the DNA. That's what Sophia Stewart said 30 years ago. That's the point. So what's going on, Doc? In the ancients, they call it the Valley of the Souls. This is called altering genetic memories. Why? It's in the hippocampus, which is like a seahorse. Everything in the Bible, the book of Revelation, out of the sea. I saw the beast coming up out of the sea. The sea represents your memories. The memories give you momentum. So this whole thing is about to make sure that you cannot quickly, easily, and effortlessly command your cells. Because each cell has its own consciousness. And each cell in your body is actually an individual person. For the perspective of you and I are cells inside of source. But we could be rogue cells. Those are called cancer cells. And if we can go through the body and get more and trick other cells into believing what we believe, instead of taking orders from our DNA, well, I'm going to inject another set of instructions so that way I can convince other cells to become rogue cells, meaning disconnect from source. What's going on right now in your body is a dumbed-down version of what's going on in the spirit realm. That's magic. Magic is this ability to understand, overstand, and understand big picture and drop it down to little picture. That's called, number one, knowing. So magic is knowing the big picture, number one. Why? When you understand magic, then you are able to replace responding with knowing. Right now, we have the habit of response. We are in the habit of responding. I go to your Facebook channel. I call you out your name. You respond. I text you, say something you don't like. You respond. Right now, you are in react. You're not in proact. So the magic is being proactive. Non-magic is being reactive. So there's a battle going on in your brain right now. Between being reactive and proactive. That's the battle. If you're proactive, that's magic. If you're reactive, that means you're still 3D. It means you haven't even started the game yet. That means that your cell memory instead of cell momentum. So I have cellular momentum. There's momentum that moves me in a direction of where I want to go, not where I'm at. The only thing that nothing matters. Well, let me phrase that. The only thing that does matter is where you are today and where you're going. Where you came from doesn't matter. So why are you thinking about it? So let me make sure you understand. Magic is the ability to only think about where you're going. That's magic. Magic is not where you at and what's happening to you or what happened to you. Now, you can talk about it to give people a frame of reference so they can see, like, damn, Doc went from being homeless to look at the Negro now driving around in a convertible Corvette. Reference, contrast. But do I sit around every day and think about when I was homeless? Hell no. I think about where I am and where I'm going. And the only thing I'm concerned is, what is the distance between where I'm at today and where I'm going tomorrow? That's it. What is the difference between what I made this year and $1 million? So if, let's just say, if I made $350K, you know, this year, the only thing that I'm thinking about in my brain is, what is the difference between $350K and $1 million? It is $650K. That's magic. Anti-magic or anti-matter is you're thinking about the difference between $100K and $350K. See, anti-magic, remember, take a line. This is magic, man. If y'all can get this, change your life forever. Take out a sheet of paper and draw a line, left to right. Put a dot on the left. Put a dot on the right. The dot on the left, put the word past. The dot, make it find right in the middle of the line. And put the word present. And then to the right, put the word future. This is magic. You got to stick linear. You take out a piece of paper. You draw a line from the left to the right. Find the middle. Put a dot. That's three dots. The left dot, you put the word past. The middle dot, you put the word present. The dot over to the right, you put the word future. Another thing you could do on that dot, the word present to the left, where you said the word past, you put the word poor. You put present, and then to the right, you put the word rich or fat, skinny, happy, sad, up, down. That's duality. That is antimatter. We just drew antimatter. So now what we got to do is we're going to forget about the left, past. We're going to focus on, this is magic, present, future. And we're going to ask ourselves one question to establish the flow state, because this is the valley of the soul. This is called genetic momentum. Genetic momentum is inside of your genetic memories. All of your memories of all of your ancestors is downloaded into your DNA and in your genes. The enemy cannot allow you to listen to someone like me who can activate real magic, which is real prayer, which is real meditation, which is real momentum, which is mean. Now, for all of a sudden, you are no longer subject to your negative habit pattern, which is the dot on the left and the dot in the middle. Now, your negative habit pattern, your habit of response, your reactive mode is replaced with your life-sustaining pattern. Now, your negative habit pattern, now reactive mode is replaced with proactive. So now you're looking only at the dot in the middle, present, and the dot in the future. Gold, end result, millions of dollars, perfect health. You're the wisest mother beep on the planet, and you're in a great relationship getting your toes curled every day. So now you just go from where you are at only and always to where you're going. You never, ever have a data moving, that's called thoughting or thinking. You never have a thought about the distance from the present to the past. That's antimatter. You're going backwards. Instead of reactive, you are closing the gap. You are thinking in the direction of what you want, instead of thinking in the direction of what you don't want. That's the key to thought management. That's the key to mentalness. Only, remember, I told you guys, I don't have the luxury of a negative thought. I don't have that luxury. Some of y'all guys do. I don't. I do not have the luxury of a negative thought. I only have the luxury of positive thoughts, meaning, where am I at today? What's the difference between 350K and 1 million? That's 650. So I tell my brain, how do we close the gap, brain? And my brain tells me, dude, do more shows. Offer more, talk about your books. My brain tells me how to close the gap from 350K to 1 mil. If you 250, you want to drop down to 200, you don't look at where you came from. You look at where you're going. Hey, right now, brain, I'm at 250. Brain, I want to get down to 2. I look at where I'm at, and I look at where I want to go. And the distance between that is called stress. So I want to close the gap. That's magic. Magic is closing the gap between where you are at right now and where you are designed to be at or where you desire to be at. That is magic. Magic is the flow state. Magic is a state where you're not attached to anything, but you're open to everything. That's magic. Now, I know for you Christians, that's a dangerous statement. Because Christians, you got to be attached. Why? Because that's a thought with the butt. That's why you can't fly. See, what does that mean? What does that mean? The definition of the words. See, when I say not attached to anything, you think, oh, shit, that means that you have an empty mind. That's New Age, brother. That's the devil. That's Lucifer. No, I said not attached to anything. I didn't say nothing about no person. I didn't say nothing about knowing. I'm not attached to things, but I'm attached to, number one, to activate magic, knowing, not believing. You gotta activate the knowing state. I spent 45 minutes talking about number one. Why? Don't shit happens until you can stop being a believer, start being a knower. Knower is shit you can prove cosmologically, physiologically, biologically. If not, you gotta just go, you know what you gotta do. Swimming upstream with no paddle. That's trauma-induced mind control. That makes you part of the people. That's called free-floating anxiety. Anxiety floating around. It's free. Everybody's available. All I got to do is say, what's going to happen? Well, shit, nobody knows. What does that create? Anxiety. Because you don't know. You have anxiety about shit that you don't know. That's why you don't grow. So I don't. What do I do about that? I don't think about it. What do I think about? I think about the things that I do know. That's magic. Number one, no. So what you know, bam, that creates growth. What is growth? Intention. So every day I wake up, I don't have to ponder. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to hope. I don't have to wish. I don't have to call T.D. Jakes. Nobody. My energy flows in the easiest direction. That's the path I've established by what I know. What I know is the flow state. What I know is I'm at this point and I want or desire to be at this point or I'm desiring. So that establishes what's called the flow of positive energy. That shit's unstoppable. Nobody can stop the natural flow of positive energy. So when you feel good about something, your words naturally go to positive from negative. You see, brothers and sisters, what you're doing isn't really what you want. I know very few people that what they are doing today is what they really want to do. You do it because you think you have to do it. You have to go from feeling bad about what you're doing right now to feeling good about what you're doing right now because this shit is temporary. See the house I'm in right now? I feel good about it because I know it's temporary because I'm moving to the house that I want. Then when I was driving my Chevy Cruze, I felt good about it. And I traded that sucker in and got my Chevy Camaro. And I felt good. So to show all of the West, when I was driving around in my Camaro, I felt magnanimous. That's why I'm driving around in my convertible Corvette. And I'm feeling magnanimous about driving that mother beep. See, when you feel good about where you are at, because your mind is on where you are going, when somebody speaks negative to you, what happens? Nothing. Why? My brain is full. That's magic. Magic is a brain that is full. Full of what? Intention. See, intention, I don't know if you know. When I am intention, I am in a state of tense. Intention means I'm tense. Now, tense means drawn out. Tense means high strung. Tense means a state of mental strain. So when I am in tense, that is intention. So intense means existing in a high or extreme degree. Come on, preacher. Intense means vehement feelings and emotion. Intense means extreme strength, keenness, and awareness. Intense. So intention means intense. Stop playing. See, you're not intense. Now remember, you can say all that shit to other people, but you can't say it to me. See, I'm in a constant state. I was just born this way. Everywhere I go, people tell me the same thing. Most people can only hang out with me for a little while. There are very few people that can hang out with me for a long period of time. I am too intense. Everybody tell me the same thing. My wife will not drive in a vehicle with me long term. Only if we drive from here to Dallas, her whole body is tense. Her blood pressure go up like 10 notches. Because she says, I drive too fast. My state, my intent. So intense means intense. So number one, knowing creates intention. Intention is the act of instance of determining mentally some action or result. Oh, man, father, mother, monkey, squirrel, rabbit foot, whatever y'all worship. Hopefully, he, she, it can help you overstand. I'm hoping you grasp what I said. See, intention, it's the act or instance. So, you have it the moment that you intend it. Oh, man, damn, y'all didn't get it? Oh, shit. Y'all didn't get it. Let me say it again. In the morning, I set my intention. And you should ask me the question that everybody asks me. Well, Doc, you know, what about reality? I don't live in reality, man. I live in mentality. My mentality changes, and I should have been working for me since 13. I'm a long way away from 13 now, Sister Diane. Long way. Do you honestly think I'm going backwards? Come on, man. Stop playing. See, intention? What is your intention for listening to today's show? What is your intent? See, you bring about what you intend, because after intention comes attention. See, that's magic. So, I'm in the flow state. That means that my ego is set aside. That means that I'm honestly in a state where I'm proactive instead of reactive. That means that I'm not attached to any specific outcome. That means I'm getting a new house. Now, remember I told you guys we bid on the house. Somebody came in and bid it like $25,000 to $30,000 more. The agent couldn't tell us the exact amount, but they said it was significantly more, and it was cash. So, of course, the seller is like, I'm going to get more money, and I'm going to get it right now today instead of waiting for 40 days, 60 days to get this money. That's $25,000 less. So, shit, I would do it too. So I don't blame the guy. What if I was attached? Now, my wife was disappointed. Me? Said Audra? Shit, I was happy as hell. Why? I mean, source code got something bigger and better. So, Sister Veronica, I am not attached to a specific outcome. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. I don't give a damn if it's house A, B, C, D, E, F. It is a house. So flow state means you are not attached to one specific outcome. You're open. That means money flows to me quickly, easily, and effortlessly from all directions. That's why I always get paid, Sister Veronica. Every day, all day. Why? Because that is my knowing. My knowing establishes my intention. My intention establishes my attention. So all of my attention, Sister Veronica, is in money flowing to me easily, effortlessly, from all directions, all day, all the time. So when I wake up every day, if something is hard, my brain tells me, let it go. Why? Money flows to me quickly, easily, and effortlessly. That's my mantra. I've been doing that since I was 13. That's why every time I had a job, I was forced to quit my job. 68 times. So for Cheryl of the West, 68 times. So for Cheryl, I wrote it down. Well, my ex-wife wrote it down for the show. 68 times. God was giving me what I wanted. So let me get this right. Since I was a kid, I've been praying, meditating, being a magician of wealth, health, wisdom, and getting my toes curled. But I was doing anti-wealth, health, wisdom, and toe curling activities. So the universe was shutting that shit down, Sister Cheryl. And I was fighting to keep it. That's the state of the average Al-Kibilon. The average Al-Kibilon is saying out of their mouth one thing while using the habit of response. So what you are doing is you are responding out of memory instead of proactively activating out of momentum. Memory versus momentum. That's the difference between dark black magic and white or good magic. See, black magic, if you want to use that term, or poverty, that means you're going backwards. That means shit, it doesn't happen quickly, easily, and effortlessly. You got to put in a lot of energy. You got to put in a lot of effort while you're attached. You're trying to make it happen. That's not magic. And magic means I'm in the flow state. That just simply means if it is for me, it's going to be. I ain't got to fight for it. Well, what's mine is mine. You can't take what's mine. So let me get this right. You mean to tell some people like that, oh, I got to fight. I got to hide. I can't tell nobody what I'm doing, Doc. Because they can steal my idea, brother. Praise Jesus. What the f*** is that? What idea you got, bro? Do you think I tell everybody what I'm going to do before I'm going to do it? I've been telling y'all, everything I've done, I say it before I do it. Why? I want you to start to stop me. Really? Because if you can stop me, that means that you are me. Because, see, there's no way you can stop me because you ain't me. You don't know the energy field operating in my body that is creating the creative power that is, that brings about release or liberation or liberty. I'm a software engineer, bruh. I'm a programmer. I programmed a specific OS or operating system to control my mother beep computer. Do you think you can write a program that can control me? Come on, dog. Stop playing. So, you see, when you make a statement, because remember, that means you don't know. That's why number one is magic. That's why most people can't do magic. Because you really believe somebody out in the world can be a better version. Do you think that there's another Travis Polly? Do you think that I can be Travis? What if Brother Travis has a concern? What if Brother Travis has a thought? That means he's going to move. Remember that stick? Brother Travis is moving to the left on that stick instead of to the right. When Brother Travis says or thinks, oh, man, shit, I don't know. Doc is smarter than me. He can control me. He can manipulate me. What if we get into the relationship with somebody? Their job is to make you feel. Why? Your feelings control the field. How do I know? How do I know? That takes us to number five, emotions or feelings. Number four is imagination. Everybody knows what that is. That's just a mental picture in your head. That's visualization. So magic is, I know me. There is no mother beep on the planet that control my inner G, my inner God, that concerns the field that operates the body. But if you think, remember, it is done unto you as you think. So let's just say that Brother Travis thinks T.D. Jakes is smarter than him. What happens? T.D. Jakes becomes smarter than him. In fact, T.D. Jakes becomes him. That is free-based or free-basing fear. It's the same thing as free-basing crack cocaine. It has the same effects on the body. So when you free-base crack cocaine, it creates a crack in your brain. It fractures. It creates dissociative identity disorder. You disassociate yourself with yourself. The moment you have a thought that says, oh, shit, Doc, I don't know what I'm going to do, bam! You just opened the door, the devil came in. Now, the devil, I'm talking to the devil now. I didn't even talk to you. Half of the one-on-ones I'll be doing, I'm talking to the devil. In my brain, I know I'm talking to the devil. And all you guys do, think about the one-on-ones we've had. What do? I just tell you who you are. I just keep saying, no matter what you say, well, Doc, you don't understand, my brother. Shit's hard out here for a pimp, my brother. They doing, yeah, but no, who are you? Go back and replay the one-on-ones that we've done. All I keep telling you is you are magnanimous. What am I doing? I'm building up your self-image. Because the devil got one thing. What's number seven? Self-limiting belief system. You can't do magic with a self-limiting belief system. Anyone watch The Witcher? Anybody watch The Wheel of Time? Anybody watch Game of Thrones? Anybody watch any movie that has to do with magic? See, fear feeds, or doubt feeds fear, meaning it destroys magic. The number one key to magic, even if you are wrong, you're right. Why? Whatever you believe is done unto you. What happens if you command your cells? This is what I do. Remember, I tell you guys that I blew out my knee. Now my knee is magnanimous. Why? I lay hands on my knee. I put my right hands on my knee. And I tell my knee, knee, I'm going to do some exercises and you're going to get better. You understand? Why? I am the God of this body. You're like, you're the God of your body. Unless you give your power to T.D. Jakes or Creflo Dollar or somebody else. Maybe Joel Osteen. You know, y'all, I know y'all like some Joel Osteen. He's Caucasian. Oh, that's too much? Okay, my bad. So what are you saying, Doc? I'm saying your cells responds to your voice only. Every cell in your body is waiting for you to give it a command. That's magic. Magic is the ability to take authority. It's called, the Bible calls it declare and decree. Call those things that are not as though they were. So where are you at and where are you going? That's magic. Oh, Doc, you don't know where I came from. Don't know, don't care. But why do you talk about it? I talk about it so I can use that as contrast. So people can see that, damn, if Doc came from Podunk, Texas, and look at him now. That just gives people something called inspiration. Then what do? I move on to maintain my feelings. So magic is a state of knowing, not a state of believing. When you establish a state of knowing, the next thing, you have to establish your intention. Your intention, again, is what is it? No, your intention is a mental state that you mentally determine the result. That's intention. That means you have to show up at your destination mentally before it shows up physically. That's magic. Somebody please write that down. Please. I'm begging you. You must show up mentally before the shit manifests in your hands physically. Somebody please write that down. I'm begging you. That's real magic. I was mentally driving my Corvette at least 6 months before it showed up physically. I'm mentally right now in my new house. I'm seeing big, huge glass, a lot of sun coming in. I see high ceilings. I see a pool in the backyard. I see a big ass, my big office with this big old board. So when I'm doing my show, I can stand up there and my big eraser shit mounted on the wall, Brother Travis. I got a theater room, Brother Travis. I can go there and watch movies, put my feet up, hit the a drop down freaking screen, Brother Travis, and I'm just sitting there and I just click the button, and then I can just watch The Matrix or watch whatever movie I want to watch with these big ass shoes, you know, just like all the superstars, Brother Travis. See a big ass kitchen with an island in the middle of it. My garage looks like the freaking Bat Cave, Brother Travis. I can see it. Shifts in my head, Sister Diane. You must show up mentally before you can hold it physically. That's magic. That is imagination. That creates a feeling. Number one, no. Number two, intent. Number three, all of my attention is on my intention that I know. Which creates number four, what I just described. I have an imagination, Sister Diane. My imagination is very vivid. It's colorful. I have a very vivid imagination, Sister Audra. I can see some crazy shit in my imagination. Y'all don't want to go up in there. I'm telling you, y'all will be freaked out. It's a lot of shizness up there, Sister West. But it's all in my head. But what I see in my head gets my ass up early in the morning. Early, Brother George. And I stay up late at night, Brother George, 2-3 in the morning. Why? There's an image, Brother George, in my head. It produces a feeling in my body. I can't sleep. I got to get up and do something, Brother George. And that feeling creates number six, clarity. I got crystal clear clarity, Brother George. Somebody come and say, hey, Brother Will, how about we do this? I don't think so, bruh. Why? There's an image. It's in my freaking brain. It's called vision. See, the Bible says where there is no vision, Negroes cast off restraint. That means that motherfucker can't do nothing. So when I find a person, they say, well, Brother Will, praise Jesus. I can't do that, my brother. You ain't got no damn vision. I mean, not you personally, but people, you know. See, real magic is dangerous, man. Real magic, I'm telling you, real magic is some dangerous shit. Wrong with the show, I'm about to go run. Why? Too much energy. I can't spontaneous combustion. Like in the movie The Prophecy, when my boy was just dropping all that, you know, coffee just full of sugar because of spontaneous tissue combustion. It happens to me all the time. You got to be careful with magic, man. You get too amped up, you got all that energy, you got to release it into your purpose. Because once you get that clarity, you really believe or know that you are. See, I'm already in my new house. So I'm looking at my reality and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm looking around, Dr. Span, I'm like, this is not my house. My physical body is like, what is going on? Because I'm in my head. Now I go downstairs in the drawers, I see my vet, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, now. So I got to get in my vet and go drive around to the house, man, manifest it, Sister Audra. I'm already there. And that crystal clear clarity gives me consciousness that makes me competent. And I become certain. Then I become confident. That shit activates chemistry. That chemistry produces a current. That current produces a frequency. That frequency produces a wave. That wave produces a mother big vibration. And that vibration makes me spit verbs. And then verbs activate my mother big nerves. And my nerves create this chemistry that changes the molecular structure of my body. And it molds matter with my vibrational data. And then number 7 to magic is being aware of those self-limiting beliefs. Because now that you're on a level where there is no devil, you have entered into the heavenly state. See, prayer, meditation, Matt, is just communication with God, the divine, the universe, the one. It's beautiful. It's awesome. It's magnanimous. It's stupendous. It's miraculous. It's a miracle. That means that now I'm outside of time. Now, right now, I'm in heaven. I have brought heaven to earth. That's why I'm teaching it to you. We do module 2, day 2 tonight of the People Development Center. If you're not a member of the People Development Center, go to the website, People Development Center, please. Email me, go to our website, make the payment, you got to join. Why? Because now I have the exact, source code, help your people. To the short of the West, I have the exact creative mind of God. Like it says, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, metamorpho. I have metamorpho right now, Sister Cheryl. Who being in the form of God, you are communicating. See, magic is communicating with God. Stop playing. See, those self-limiting belief systems, they must be released before your desirable outcomes can manifest. You must not accept the situation that you're in. You must reject it. Now, this is dangerous. Why are you dangerous? Not only must you must love it, you love it because it served you well. I love the house that I'm in right now. It is awesome. I remember when we first moved into this home 10 years ago. It was a for sale by owner, man. It was the greatest deal. Me and my wife was just getting together and hadn't gotten married yet. She had never been on the side of town, right side of town. She'd always grew up on the black. I brought her over here and she was like, damn. She had never seen houses like this before. The school district, man. It's like the kids right now, they love it. We drive back to the east side, black side of town. They go pretty much every Sunday because of the church. Mother and father still live over there. When we go over there, we look at the crime. Every time I go pump a gas, my wife gets scared. because I'm in the vet, and everybody, the way people look at me, or I say, babe, I don't know if we should, be over here, honey. But y'all know me. You know me, Brother Travis. You know me, Brother George. I got that I wish a Negro would disposition. I love going over there, hang out with black folks. I mean, act a fool if you want to, but I got something for you. So I don't have no concerns. Why? Where's my brain at? So I'm in a magnanimous state, says Veronica Smith. It's like God, and then as me, then as Superman. So I'm feeling pretty magnanimous because of what have I done? I have created oneness with Source. So there's a whole sequence of events and the emergence of opportunities and the vision and discernment. So if the devil was to, you know, let his balls drop, put some air in his chest, Brother Travis, I can sense before he even have the thought, I have precognition, Brother Travis. I do this shit all the time. So now I'm in a place of manifestation of my intention. So when I go to the store, if I want a parking spot at the front, as I'm driving in, someone just magically and mysteriously is pulling out at the same time I'm driving in. If I want a mate, I just set my intent, and someone magically that matches the, that's how I got my wife. Remember I told you guys, I still got the piece of paper. Yeah, the shit that I wrote down 5 years before my wife showed up physically, she was already in my head mentally. And what happened? She arrived into my life quickly, easily, and effortlessly. So I'm riding around in a $100,000 convertible Corvette right now, Brother George. And it showed up in my life quickly, easily, and effortlessly. That's magic. See, give your unconscious mind plenty of time to arrange your new reality in advance. That prohibits self-limiting beliefs from popping up. See, don't try to go to Source Code on Thursday and your bill is due on Friday and you get all pissed off and amped up and say, well, shit, God don't answer prayer, my brother. I did what you said, Brother Will. Shit doesn't work, my brother. Okay, really? What'd you do? I should have had a bill. Light bill was due on Friday, and I went to God Thursday night at 12:59. And shit happened. Told you the shit was whack. Yeah, no shit. Whack for you. Shit works great for me. You see, brothers and sisters, real magic is just prayer. Prayer is just meditation. It all starts with an immense feeling. See, that feeling that I have, it creates a stronger magnetic field that pulls my desires and my designs to me faster, easier, and less effort than everybody else. But the question is why? Because I feel magnanimous. I feel stupendous. But what happens, Brother Will? Now, you said some good shit. I like it. But what happens when that evil day shows up that the Bible talks about? Well, remember, I had one on June the 30th of 2019. The Bible talks about that evil day. And the Bible says, having done all, after you do these seven steps, what are the seven steps, Doc? Well, you get into the flow state. What is the flow state? The flow state is that you have no attachment to anything, and you are open to everything. And then having done all, what are you supposed to do, Brother Travis? Do you call T.D. Jakes when the shit doesn't work? That's not what the scripture says. This is the full armor of God. But you see, we don't struggle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, but against the powers or the authorities of the world's darkness, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. See, magic is the ability to operate in different realms. So what we got to do? It says, therefore, take up the full armor of God. That's what I did. So that when the day of evil comes, it didn't say if the day of evil comes, Brother Travis. It says when. See, I'm ready, Brother Travis. Now, I remember I came out the womb ready. Now, I get punched in the gut. June the 30th, I got punched in the gut. Bye, y'all. Knocked me to my knees. Shit hurt, Brother George. But what did I do? Did I pack my shit and run? Nope. That's not what I did, Sister Veronica. When the day of evil, you've already done the work. What do you do? Stand. Stand your ground, because guess what? You've done everything. Stand firm then with what? Verse 14. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. This is magic. Ephesians 6, 14. This is magic. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness, arrayed breastplate. Number one, look at the pieces and where they go. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Why? If you're a boxer, you know why. You know the fastest way to end a fight in boxing? Don't hit him in the head. Hit him in the gut. Pulls all the energy out of the body. That's what the enemy, when he shows up, he's going to punch you in the gut. He's going to hit you. You ain't going to see it coming. But as long as you're operating in truth, when you get punched in the gut, you're good. Breastplate of righteousness. Why? Breastplate. What does it protect? Your heart. What is righteousness? Right standing. What is right standing? Standing in the right place. So you standing. What are you standing? Are you standing in desire or design? This is magic. Y'all want real magic? Or y'all want that TDJ stuff? Or you want TV magic? I know real magic. What is real magic? Get shit done. How though, Doc? Does that work like a Hebrew slave? Nope. Money flows to me from all directions quickly, easily, and effortlessly. All day, every day, 24/7, 365. That's magic. Why? Belt of truth buckled around my waist. The breastplate of righteousness. And, verse 15, and on your feet or with your feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. Why not the gospel of righteousness? Well, Lucifer came teaching the gospel of righteousness. Lucifer came teaching the gospel of the kingdom. Repent for the kingdom. To do magic, you need mental disposition of peace. You need the ghost spell. That means you need to spell something that creates a ghost of peace. Stop playing. So you mean to tell me you're going to manifest some stuff, you want to operate in magic quickly, easily, and effortlessly, and you got too many minds? You got a mental disposition where you all over the place? One day you happy, the next day you sad. One day you like me, the next day you want to kill me. One day you got this, so you up and down, left and right. So you are still in S-I-N-E. You're still in duality. So you got the stick. But one day you're saying thoughts that's moving you to the left of the stick. The next day, thoughts that move you to the right. This is magic. Magic is the ability to start in the middle. Where's the middle? Where are you at right now? Do you know where you're at? First of all, take an assessment. Where are you financially? Where are you mentally? Where are you physically? Where are you wisdom-wise? Where are you relationship-wise? And then where do you want to go? That's magic. Because guess what happens? A thought's going to come, and you should ask yourself, is this thought taking me in the direction of where I want to go on the stick? Because I got a stick. I'm standing in the middle of the stick. That's where I'm at today. To the right is where I want to go. To the left, where I came from. Do I want to go back to where I came from? Me? Hell no. I don't know about you. But as for me, myself, and I, at the span, I ain't going back at the span. Because I'm a one-trick pony. I know where I'm going. Up yonder. How do I get there? Gospel of peace. Verse 16. Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all this, so you got to stand firm. Number one, belt of truth buckled around your waist. Breastplate of righteousness. That means that set your intention. Breastplate of righteousness. Make sure that you're standing in your design, standing in the right place. You have right standing. Make sure your feet is shrouded with or has the good news of what they call the readiness of the gospel of peace. In addition, verse 16, Ephesians 6:16, in addition to this, take up the shield of faith. Woo! I was talking about magic. We're talking about prayer. We're talking about meditation. Faith is a shield. O-M-G. Are you serious? Oh, this is good shit right here. I feel like shouting. So, the Cheryl, if we was in church right now, I would say cue the music, Sister Cheryl, and we could turn off some chairs. Brother George, if we was out in the woods in Bend, Oregon, I would go hug a tree right now, Brother George. Shit, I would hug a couple of trees. I'd just walk up to a tree right now and just give it a good hug. I'm feeling magnanimous, Sister Veronica Smith. This is magic. This tells you exactly what to do. It says, in addition, take the shield of faith. Faith is a shield. What is faith? Faith is pistis, pistuo, and pytho. What is faith? Faith means to induce oneself to believe by words. Oh, snap. I cannot make this shit up. So you mean to tell me, if I put words in my head, it blocks me from having doubts in my head. No, Skippy. So I know what you're doing wrong. What are you doing wrong? You putting doubts in your head. But how are you putting them? Because you are inducing yourself to believe by words. So what words I put in my head? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Money flows to me easily, effortlessly, automatically, all day, every day, 24/7. Every organ in my body functions according to its God-given purpose. My knees, my joints, everything in my body oscillates and vibrating according to the way it's designed by God. My brain is connected to source. Therefore, I have access. I didn't say it was in my head. I said I have access to all gnosis. If I want to know anything, I ask the big G. And I'm in a relationship with myself, with my God, and with you. That, my brothers and sisters, is faith. I'm inducing myself to believe. That creates a shield with which, going back to the Bible, Ephesians 6:16, in addition to this, take a shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all fiery arrows of the evil one. So, goddess of the West, how do I block all fiery darts, thoughts that come into my head that say, Doc, you ain't shit. All this crap you talking, shit don't work, bruh. So what do? I put thoughts in my head that say, Doc, you the man. You the bomb.com. Doc, you magnanimous, bruh. Look at you shining over there like a freaking diamond. Look at you gone, boy. Do you. You the man, Doc. You the man. So I put thoughts in my head, Sister Shirley of the West, that tells me how magnanimous I am, and it extinguishes all of the fiery arrows of the evil one. Last but not least, verse 17, this is the most important one. This is magic. Real magic, not the shit that you see on TV, that they preach in your, you know, Christian churches. Ephesians 6:17. Take! You know, they ask, take! Y'all too nice. Oh, brother, could you please, hell nah, you walk over there and snatch the shit off the table. Take it. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Who's God? That be you, boo-boo. Your words create a helmet. That helmet creates what we call salvation. The word salvation means soteria, soteria, S-O-T-E-R-I-O. That simply means, again, defender or defiance, D-E-F-E-N-C-E. It means to bring a defender. Salvation means that you're bringing something alongside you to help you stand. And having done all, stand. The helmet on your head, those are the thoughts that you bring to help you stand. Jesus, God, salvation, is pistis, spistuo, and paito. Thoughts that you select and put in your head. They save you or damn you, but you select them. So don't blame T.D. Jakes. Don't blame Benny Hinn. Don't blame Billy Graham. Don't blame your mama. Don't blame Joe Biden. Don't blame Donald Trump. Don't blame the white man. Don't blame the black man. Negro, it's you. You the problem and the solution. Because you select the thoughts that's in your head. Because the sword of the spirit, a spirit is a ruling disposition. Notice the only weapon, everything else, is defense. The only offense, look at what we just read. Everything we've been talking about for an hour and a half, which makes you magnetic or magic, is defense. It protects you. The only thing that you use to strike, to kill, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That word means rhema, R-H-E-M-A, which comes from the Greek rheo, R-H-E-O, which means a matter or topic. A matter or topic that you've selected. A matter or topic. If we go deeper, it means an utterance. Oh, man, I wish to God, source code, touch the mind, will, emotion, magic, magic to the intellect of your people. Open their mind. Source. You selected, man. So it is a matter or a topic of utterance. That makes you what we call God. That means Theo, T-H-E-O, Father, T-H-E-O-U. That means magistrate. Do you know what a magistrate is? You are the magistrate. God. Theo, it means officer charged with the administration of the office. What the word Christ means? The messianic office that furnished the person in that office with the magistrate, with the power to fulfill that office. Magistrate means the judicial officer of peace. That's you. That's you. That's you. Not your mama. Not your daddy. You. But you gave that power to T.D. Jakes. That's why you are not a magi. Not you personally, but you know, people you know. So you ain't got no magic. So those, now we could go and we could talk cosmology, but shit, we're going to call for an hour and a half. So we just read how to put on the full armor of God, which is basically the same seven steps of magic, which is get into a state of knowing, not believing, that activates your intention. Your intention creates your attention, what you focus on. What you focus on creates a mental picture in your brain called your imagination. Your imagination creates a feeling in your body. That feeling creates what we call clarity, consciousness, competence, certainty, competence, chemistry, and currency. Dollar bills, y'all. Which then activates any unconscious self-limiting belief. When your self-limiting belief is activated, in that day you must stand. And having done all, stand. How? Put on the full armor of God. How? Put on the belt of truth buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness arrayed. And with your feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the fiery arrows or fiery darts of the evil one. And having done all that, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of source code or the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times. That's magic. Magic is to believe. So magic, prayer, and meditation are the same thing. Pray in the Spirit at all times. And we already know that that word pray in the Greek means prosuchomi. 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 Look at the English word pros, which means to supplicate. So there is this this attitude of gratitude, supplication, in the Spirit of all times. It's like you are always aware of where you're going and you are thankful. Prayer in the Spirit of all times with every kind of prayer and petition. To this end, stay alert with all perseverance in the prayers of all the saints. Brothers and sisters, that's magic. Magic is not what you've been taught or what we've been taught in a traditional setting. Magic, my brothers, real magic, is really two things, attention and intention. Attention and intention is strengthened when you establish an alignment, full alignment, with your assignment. Which simply means that self-limiting belief systems are released and desirable outcomes are received. When you release your self-limiting beliefs, that's when you receive your desirable outcomes. You must choose what you see. You must choose what you be. It is done unto you as you choose. You see, a real magician is one who defies reality. See, that's magic. See, that's why I do magic. Magic is the ability to hack into the matrix and cause changes in the matrix according to your design. Magic is really communication with God. Magic is really pure, miraculous miracles. Magic is bringing heaven to earth. Magic is using your mind to activate your shine. Magic. Magic is really the ability for you to bring this heavenly state that no longer exists because of the worldly problems. So magic is overriding worldly problems with a heavenly state. That's magic. Magic is the ability to vibrate on a level where there is no devil. Magic is a higher vibration from this 3D negativity to 9 or 12D pure spirituality. Magic is the ability to no longer be troubled by where you came from or where you are, but to be animated and lift up because you know that you're already at where you're going. Magic is complete manifestation that's the result of your full alignment with your God-given assignment. Magic is knowing and establishing your intention that controls your attention, that creates imagination or a vivid picture in your brain. That picture in your brain creates a very strong feeling or emotions, which brings about crystal clear clarity that totally releases any self-limiting belief systems, which makes room for what you know or what you desire. My brothers and my sisters, that is magic. It's an honor and a privilege every day to break bread with you. We continue tonight, part 7, People Development Center, module number 2, as we get into understanding the vibration of rules. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Y'all already know, we are all at the top, so let's stay at the top. God bless.